Blog Talk Radio.
This is Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla. Today's show is all about loving you and self-empowerment. Are you really taking care of yourself? Are you doing self-care? Do you even know what that means? Well, rest assured, I'll be sure to explain it to you. So stay tuned and listen, and we'll have all the details. Also, today we have a guest host. Her name is Michelle Booker, and we will be talking about self-care and loving yourself. So stay tuned, and if you have any questions, give us a call at area code 347-826-9733. Once again, that's area code 347-826-9733. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Yes, today we're going to be talking about self-care and loving you and women's empowerment. And today we're supposed to have a guest host. She's not here right now, but we're waiting for her. Hopefully she'll call in pretty soon. And while we're waiting for her, there are a couple of things that I would like to cover today. One thing that I spoken about last week was the missing teacher out of New Orleans. Unfortunately, she is still missing. And if you don't remember her name is Terry Lynn Monette. And she's been missing from the New Orleans area for almost 2 weeks. I think it was since like March 2nd or so that she's been missing. And they have done searches virtually all in and around the area where she went missing from, dragging canals and searching ponds and different things like that, and they still have not found her as of yet or her car. So both Miss Terry Lynn and her car are still missing. And so, you know, this is just a very sad situation. She was a very promising, outgoing teacher who had been nominated as Teacher of the Year. And I'm sure her family must really be going through a hard time right now. So if we could just all, you know, keep an extra lookout for her and hope that everything goes okay. And sorry about that background noise there. Also, you know, maybe we should just take, you know, a moment of silence and just pray and think for her well-being. So why don't we do that right now? Okay. And as I'm thinking about it, I haven't heard any updates as to the whereabouts of the other missing lady who I reported on my show a week ago as well. At the moment, her name does escape me, but I think her last name was Sharpton. Let me get those facts straight for you, but she is still missing as well, and nothing's been mentioned about her at all since the last time they reported it. So let's just, you know, keep these beautiful African-American women in our thoughts and prayers and hope that they come out okay out of this situation that they are now in. Okay, and as soon as I can find the name of the other missing lady, I will definitely keep you informed. And so let's just take a little break right now. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla on Blog Talk Radio. That's Get Deep and Keep It Real on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to call in to today's show, that number is 347-826-9733. Welcome back to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla on Blog Talk Radio. That's Get Deep and Keep It Real on Blog Talk Radio with Camilla. And if you'd like to call in, that number is 347-826-9733. Once again, area code 347-826-9733. And before I left, I had mentioned that we're going to be talking today about self-care and women's empowerment. And actually, you know, I don't know if I want to say just women. I want to say empowerment for everyone. You know, there comes a point in our lives that sometimes we just need a little help, a little boost, a little someone's, you know, back to stand on, or, you know, somebody's shoulder to lean on when we're having those times of doubt or, you know, just not feeling too great about ourselves. It's always great to maybe have someone that you can turn to just maybe listen or offer some advice. Do you have someone like that in your life? Are you missing that? Well, if you are, I encourage you to, you know, seek out someone that you trust, whether it's a religious person within your religious realm, or a good friend, or a neutral person, maybe like a therapist. Or, you know, I always wonder why they don't have, like, you know, they have, like, coffee shops and music shops for people to get away. Maybe they just should have, like, a talking shop. People could just come in and talk about their problems without, you know, feeling embarrassed. Or, hey, well, I guess that's what radio's for, right? Internet radio. So give me a call. Got a problem? I'll sit here and listen. We'll try to work it out, help each other out. Well, you know, that's important. You know, you should always make sure that you have someone who is impartial and can just, you know, lend an ear to you. Now, the other thing that I really wanted to discuss was, you know, loving yourself. Oftentimes, especially women, we tend to spend so much time doing for our family, friends, and work, and we leave very little time for ourselves. And, you know, often we're left feeling stressed, depressed, sick, overweight, and just very unhappy. And, you know, this is not what we were meant to be here for. You know, that's not loving yourself. Yes, it's great to do all these things and be superwoman, but sometimes you just need that quiet time, that you time. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, running out to the mall and shopping and tearing it up and things like that. No, let's make it deeper than that. I mean, are you truly deep down loving you, giving yourself that time? And I don't mean, you know, taking a whole day off, getting away from the kids. This is something that really daily you should be doing, self-care for yourself, even if it's just like 5 minutes in the shower where you're just there and you have nothing on your mind but just saying, how am I going to love me today? Or I love me today. I'm going to be a winner. I'm going to be successful. We need that. No matter how busy we are, how successful we are, you need that little bit of time to regroup and love yourself. So I really want you to, you know, take a moment to really think about that. How are you loving yourself and taking care of yourself? Because if you don't take care of yourself, you know, like the old adage says, who will? So you must come first before you can really care for others. Because then if you're down and broke and sick, who's going to take care of that family? You know, that job is going to go on without you. So it's extremely important that, you know, you take care of yourself. Now, I know some of you are going to say, well, Camilla, I can't afford that. I cannot afford to be running around giving myself all this time. Why not? You deserve it. And like I said, it doesn't have to be a lot of time. It could just be, like I said, that 5 minutes in the shower, 5 minutes in the car before you go to work. Turn up the radio, blast it. You know, pick your favorite song, let off some steam. Or, you know, at lunchtime, take a few minutes, go outside, take a walk, enjoy nature. So, you know, like I said, it doesn't have to be about spending money or spending a whole lot of time away from work, family, and friends. But each day, you should make it a point of taking some time out for you. And no, I don't mean sitting in front of the television or, you know, in bed before you're about to go to sleep. No, walk away from that. You know, take some time away from that bedroom, away from that television to really love you. You know, here's some ideas. Go out to a coffee shop, listen to some music. Do some girl time with your girls. Maybe make a day of it with you and the girls, going to the spa, getting your nails done, you know, getting a pedicure. What about a massage? When is the last time you had a massage? And you don't have to spend a lot of money to do that as well. There are plenty of massage schools out there that have students who need practice, so you can get a discount rate. There's various social sites on the internet that you can check out that often offer discounts. Exercising. Exercising can be a great way of loving you and taking time out for you and eating healthy. So, you know, this just goes beyond, you know, taking time out for yourself. It's also about taking personal responsibility for yourself. So that means, you know, eating healthy, cutting back on the sweets, cutting back on the fried food. But it also means taking responsibility and going to the doctor. So many of us don't take the time out to go see the doctor, to go see the dentist. Those things are so important. Even if you just do it yearly, something is better than nothing. Why wait until the problem arises? Let's, you know, stop the problem before it occurs. So just the yearly checkup at a health clinic. If you don't have insurance, there's plenty of health clinics out there that can offer your assistance. And like I said, I want to, you know, emphasize that dental care as well. Very few people realize how important it is to have good dental hygiene. It really affects other parts of your body. You know, if you're having a problem with your gums or something like that, it could affect your blood, possibly your heart. So just something for you to think about. And all of this is all about loving you and self-care. And you want to make sure you're getting your blood pressure checked at least, if not, you know, twice a month, at least monthly. And most pharmacy or drugstore chains offer free blood pressure checks. So that's something that you definitely want to schedule in for yourself. And you don't even have to schedule it. You're in the pharmacy picking up something for your child or, you know, we all need to go to the pharmacy sometimes to pick up little things for ourselves. You know, take that time to get your blood pressure checked. Believe me, it could be a lifesaver. And we also want to make sure we're doing our monthly breast exams. Now, I will be the first to admit I have not always been the best about, you know, making sure I did my monthly breast exams. So now what I try to do is, you know, I try to have a little calendar in my little dressing area to remind myself, you know, I pick usually it's like the 15th of the month for myself. And I just have this little reminder, hey, today's your day to do the breast exam. So, you know, do something like that or possibly, you know, set a reminder in your phone to do the monthly breast exam. And we don't want to leave out the men here. Men, same thing. You need to go to the dentist. And yes, you especially need to go to the doctor. So sometimes we might just need to schedule this as couple time. You know, love yourselves. Go to the doctor. Get those pre-screenings, those checks. Get those blood pressure checks. Guys, get your prostate checked once you become of age. I think for men now it's like 40 or 45 possibly. I could be wrong. We'll have to double check those stats for you. But, you know, just ask your doctor. Pick up the phone. Hey, how old do I have to be? When do I need to start getting those? These are just very simple things that we can do for ourselves to enhance our lives, to enhance each other. Loving yourself will make you a better person and feel better. Because once you're not feeling stressed, then others will be much happier around you. Well, enough of me preaching. Let's take another small break. And I just want to remind you, you're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla on Blog Talk Radio. And you can call us at 347-826-9733. That's 347-826-9733. Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, that was a nice little break. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla on Blog Talk Radio. We can be reached at Get Deep and Keep It Real on Facebook, or you can reach us by email, Get Deep and Keep It Real, all one word, at gmail.com. That's Get Deep and Keep It Real at gmail.com if you want to send me an email. And I would love to take some of your calls today so we can discuss, you know, self-care and loving yourself and empowering yourself. So I know you're saying, yes, we've talked about kind of self-care and loving ourselves, but what exactly is just this whole empowerment thing? Well, as I was saying before, you know, kind of empowerment is just kind of going out there, you know, helping each other out as a collective, women, men, and just in general, everyone. But more importantly, empowering yourself, reaching deep down inside and just saying, you know, how can I motivate myself to go to that next level? And, you know, one way to do that was, number one, doing your self-care and loving you. Then you will have the energy and the clarity to start, you know, thinking ahead, you know, not just being complacent and content, but really motivating yourself and really digging deep and saying, am I where I want to be right now? Is this where I want to go? Is this what I want to be doing? You know, every year at New Year's, I sit down and I write out my goals and I revamp them every single year, but I just don't do it for 1 year. I usually will do like a year's worth of goals, and then I'll break it down. What can be done in 6 months? What can be done in 3 months? And then what's my 5-year plan? And so constantly I'm reevaluating myself, my life situation, and my surroundings and things that I want to do on a 5-year, yearly, 6-month basis. And so some of the things change, some might stay the same, but it's just a constant process of just keeping myself in check with me to making sure I'm on the right path. And if not, trying to figure out, you know, what other method that I need to try, or maybe just realizing that whatever I was doing isn't working for me anymore or isn't going to work, and moving on and trying to do something different. You know, so many of us live in this world of fear and complacency, just afraid or unwilling to try new and different things. And learning something new can just be very inspiring and motivating. And actually, I think it really helps with your mental capacity and your mental capabilities. In fact, I had a conversation not too long ago with a woman who was 95 years old. And, you know, she said, "My body may not be in the best of shape, but let me tell you, mentally, I am well put together. Not too many people can put anything over on me." And I thought that was so cute. And I asked her, I said, "Well, you know, how did you, do this? How did you keep your mind so sharp?" And she just said, you know, constantly she read. She doesn't watch a lot of television. She interacts with people constantly, holding a conversation. And she's always out there trying to learn something new, whether it's knitting, finding a new recipe to cook, or just, you know, going out and people watching and observing different things. But she said, you know, those were just some of the few things that she did that she kind of felt, you know, kept her mind going. And, you know, the other thing she would say is, you know, instead of watching TV, she would, write things that she saw that was going on. Or, you know, instead of just listening to the radio, she would try to learn how to play the piano and other instruments. And she just honestly felt that by doing these things and exercising as well, were the key ingredients to keeping her mind very, very sharp. So that's, you know, something I think we definitely need to study and, you know, observe, that keeping an active mind or active mentally, you know, doing various activities could really help us not to get Alzheimer's or dementia. So, yes, while being retired and sitting back and watching the soap operas might sound great, it may not be the most healthiest thing of things to do. So, you know, just think about that. So while you're now here in your fabulous 30s and wonderful 40s and 50s and 60s, you know, take that time, pick up a book, read out loud to your grandchildren, learn a language. You know, be fearless, take a chance, go on a trip, go on a cruise, or, you know, if you can't even go that far, jump in the car and, you know, go to a city or a town that you've never experienced. Just be willing and open to try something new. The act of just being in fear in itself leads so many people to depression and unhappiness and anxiety just because of fear. So, you know, be strong. And if you maybe need a little friend, you know, sometimes I used to travel quite often all over the world, and people would say, "Wow, you're very fearless to go into some country like, for example, South Africa alone or something." And while that may be true, sometimes I would say, you know, sometimes it was nice to have my fear partner with me, you know, another female who came along for the ride or to enjoy the trip. But then other times I would just have a little trinket that I always carried with me, and that was my fear trinket. So anytime I felt really scared when I was in, like, another country and I was alone, I would just, you know, have my little trinket there and say, "Hey, I know that whatever I do, wherever I am, I'm going to be protected. And if I don't try this ever, how will I know that I don't like it or that I won't enjoy it? And if something happens, then it's just meant that it was my time to, you know, leave." So, you know, I've done crazy things. I've done, you know, parasailing. Now, I haven't done any bungee jumping yet, but I'm thinking about it. But just not really my thing. But I'm like super excited about trying to maybe skydive. I think that would be awesome. And just, you know, I've done a little crazy thing, jumping off cliffs into, you know, deep parts of water and different things like that. But I'm not saying you have to do anything that extreme. Sometimes, you know, some people are just in fear of visiting their neighbor, in fear of just saying hello to the cute guy at the coffee bar. So try not to live your life in fear. Be fearless. Don't let anything stop you, because you just never know. You might find your pot of gold or a sense of happiness by just deciding to walk away from that fear that you have. Like, I guess one of my biggest fears was heights. So no matter where I am, I always try to visit like the tallest building, and I'll go up, and my heart will be beating very, very fast, but I do it. And I just tell myself calmly that everything's going to be okay, and that I'm a winner, and I'm strong, and that nothing is going to stop me. Well, our time is almost up here. I hope you've enjoyed my show for today. I do apologize. I think there was a communications error between myself and my guest. But tune in next time, and hopefully we'll get that matter straightened out, and she'll be able to be on my next show. And so I hope you had fun today. I know I did. So just remember, take a little bit of time to love you, and then you can love others even better, even deeper. Just be real about it. Give yourself a big, giant hug and a big I love you in the mirror. Kiss, kiss, kiss. You're the best. You're the winner. And remember, get those health checks, do that breast exam. Guys, get that prostate exam. Everybody, get your blood pressure checked. And while I'm at it, let's throw in, you know, make sure you get your diabetes checked, your glucose, make sure you're not diabetic. You know, just because you're not overweight doesn't mean you can't be diabetic. Well, this has definitely been real and been deep. I hope you've enjoyed Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned for show details for next week. Should be posted on the Facebook page next week. Goodbye. Have a great week.